Welcome back to the Majestic Mix podcast. My name is Madison Murray, and I am your girl behind the mic. Now, I have a special co-host today. I am not the only person behind the mic, I know. I haven't had a co-host since I had my friend Brian on here, in which that episode is Double Standards in Parenting. If you want to check that out, definitely go check that out before you listen to this one. And so, without further ado, I'm going to just let my guest introduce herself. So tell the people who you are.
Hey, y'all. Well, my name is Isley Washington. You can find me on all social media at Ice by Isley. I am a nail tech, a lash tech, a hairstylist, and a makeup artist. So, you know, support your girl.
She literally does it all, y'all. I'm trying to tell y'all, whenever y'all see something new on me, she happens to be my sister. My sister does it for me, and I'm really proud of this girl. Like, she's my younger sister, and I'm super duper proud of her. Her episode is coming up next to where I interview her, and so be on the lookout for that. But today's episode is all about music, R&B music in particular, because I personally believe R&B isn't dead, like a lot of people say. And so this episode is inspired by a tweet by rapper Young M.A. She said, "Music don't feel the same because we barely have R&B. R&B brought the balance to music. Now everything is leaning in one way." Shaking my head. So it gets played out quick. We need R&B for the balance, no cap. So, Ozzy, how do you feel about that statement?
About the statement, really, it's not where I disagree or agree with her. It's to the point where it's like, I feel like R&B is not so mainstream as it used to be. I feel like hip-hop is rising over R&B, and that's why so much shine is not on R&B right now. So, yeah, but I do feel like it's really good R&B artists still. Like, you just have to take your time and actually listen to them and actually look for them. It's not going to be so easy as turning on the radio and hearing, like, the best R&B song ever like it used to be.
Definitely. I agree with you, what she said about mainstream. Like she said already, hip-hop has been pushed way further than any genre as far as country music, pop music, gospel music, rock music. R&B is like the dominating genre right now. And so when we see rap artists like Young M.A. say things like that, she can only think that because when she turns on the radio, it's either she's going to hear her or she's going to hear one of her peers. And so I definitely do disagree with that. So, Isley, what is your favorite genre?
My favorite genre is trap music.
And who's your favorite trap artist?
I like a lot of them. I like WNC Wap BZ. That's probably my favorite.
I don't know none of these people, y'all.
That's probably my favorite. I love Lil Soulja. And yeah, that's really it. I really listen to them all the time.
And I honestly don't know who these people are. But you know what? That's okay. Because, like we already said, hip hop is the mainstream genre right now. And it's good to see that. But honestly, what I feel about hip-hop is definitely not the same. And, like, hip-hop has turned in so many directions. Hip-hop has crossed over into R&B at times, pop at times.
Trap hip-hop, at times.
Yeah. Do you think there's a difference between trap and hip-hop, though?
I do think there's a difference between trap and hip-hop. Like, there's a difference between heavy metal and rock, like.
Oh, I did not think of that. That's a really good comparison.
So, yeah.
So is trap music hip-hop or is it different?
I feel like it's a branch of hip-hop.
Trap is definitely a branch of hip-hop. Because
they're all, like, it's rap.
I wouldn't compare a Young Nudie to a Q-Tip. So, yeah. That, you know, that makes the most sense if we say that it's a branch of hip-hop. As far as that, old heads in hip-hop believe that hip-hop has just shifted into something it's not, because old hip-hop was way more lyrical. Now the new hip-hop is all about what sounds the best over the beat. And so why do you think that's the case? Like, an old head would not put, like, trap music or certain artists in the hip-hop genre?
I honestly think it's all about perspective. Like, I don't like some of the music that, what you said, like, old heads will listen to. But I do like some of the music they listen to. Just, like, you can catch somebody's dad, somebody's mom, like, "Oh, I really don't like how hip-hop has done this, did that." And then they love the baby.
So, facts.
So it's, like, it's really all about perspective because.
And I agree with you, but honestly, like, I brought you on here because I know your taste in hip-hop and my taste in hip-hop is not the same at all. I consider myself in between because I really love old rap. Like, I love Q-Tip. I love A Tribe Called Quest. Wu-Tang Clan. Like, people like that. Those are the people that get me up in the morning to get me going. When I'm twisting my hair, it's old hip-hop that I'm listening to. Yeah. And I feel like this conversation is one of the reasons why we can't even give R&B a chance, as we should be giving R&B a chance, because that hip-hop debate is so prevalent everywhere that we just forget that there's R&B artists that's still out here grinding. Like, it may not be a SWV, but you still gonna get quality sound coming from R&B. Like, we really have really good female artists out there. So, Izzy, who are some of your favorite female artists,
R&B-wise? I like her.
I like her, too.
I like Summer Walker, too. I feel like she's, like, a in-between pop and R&B, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know how, like, Ariana Grande is kind of, like, pop-ish, but she's, like...
Yeah. But I'm not a fan of Ari, but, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Only but, Ari I acknowledge is Ari Lennox.
Oh, yeah, Ari Lennox is really...
Killing it right really now. Good.
And, yeah, those are some of the females I like, but the thing is, like, those females are not hard to find. Like,
they aren't.
People know her, Summer Walker... People know her, like, people just don't give people credit when it's due.
Definitely not. I think R&B has always been about love, mainly. And so, we still got artists out here making love records. I can give y'all 10 albums. I'm probably going to list it on a graphic that y'all should go ahead and tap into, because there's a lot of good R&B albums out right now. And male artists, who do you like for R&B?
Well, I like Brent Faiyaz, Daniel Caesar. I like artists like that. I said my favorite genre is trap, but I got a wide variety of music that I listen to. Like, I have no problem listening to country music, R&B, rap, all that. So
I noticed that. And because, like I said, my sister got a business, and so she doesn't, like, have a playlist that she plays, but anything might play when she's doing nails. And so what do you prefer playing for your clients?
I try to keep it R&B.
Why is that?
Because I don't... Sometimes when I'm doing nails, I don't want to scare nobody off with my trap music. Honestly, if you want to be honest, like, it is my preference to listen to trap music. But at the same time, I can get unfocused listening to trap music, trying to do nails or lashes. Like, it can get me unfocused. R&B is always something good to have in the background. R&B is like an elevator music.
Literally. So would you agree that R&B is like the feel-good music?
Yeah.
And there's so many feel-good artists out there. Like, we already list, we said Ari Lennox, we got SZA, Snow Allegra, even like groups, R&B groups. There's not R&B groups anymore, but we still have collectives like Division, who is signed to OVO, XO, Drake's label, basically. We still got a lot of people out here killing it. I keep saying that because, y'all, I cannot stress it enough. I'm going to curate a playlist full of new R&B artists. I'm going to post it. And I also want to know what some of y'all favorite R&B songs are. So I will definitely have that up probably following the episode.
I also think that R&B, a lot of people say, like, R&B is dead. But my thing is,
it's
like,
definitely not.
How do you let it die?
Right.
At this point, it's no such thing as a music genre being dead, because not only is people always going to be creating new music, but what's stopping you from listening to old music? It's nothing stopping you. So I don't feel like people are correct when they say, oh, hip-hop is dead, oh, R&B is dead, because you have your own preference. Listen to what you want, and what you want come from the 80s. Listen to it. So... if you let it die, then yes, it could be dead to you. To you.
That's facts. I agree.
To you.
I totally agree with that statement. I feel like music is timeless. So whatever you want to just put in your playlist, make it still relevant to today. It doesn't have to be, like Ozzy already said, something that's new. Somebody that's old. We got a lot of old R&B, older R&B musicians that's still making music. Like... Usher, 90s, Maxwell.
Usher was just on a song with Summer Walker.
Exactly. So Usher also got a song with LMI, who is a new R&B artist. And so when we bring these type of collaborations together, that's just the proof that basically R&B isn't dead. I can honestly say, me being a middle child, I'm 20 years old, Ozzy's the youngest child, we be putting our parents onto some really good R&B. Artist I want to bring up, for example, is Sir. Search Chasing Summer's album. If y'all haven't heard that, definitely go download that tape, because that's real R&B right there. Whenever I get in the car, my mama got that album playing. It's to the point where it's like, everybody in the house might as well just know the lyrics because she plays the album so much.
Yeah, I definitely do. So.
You know the lyrics now.
Yeah.
And he's not even the only artist as to where my parents play out a lot. Ro James. If y'all didn't hear El Dorado by Ro James, the album, it's like 3 years old, but it's timeless. Like I said, look into timeless music. And that's what really keeps the genre alive when you start playing timeless music. That is a really good album. If y'all ain't hear that, Permission joint, go listen to that first, then listen to everything else after that.
Yeah, a lot of people like to bring up the age factor and everything. Like, the younger you are, you just fade away from R&B.
Right.
Which I definitely disagree with because, yes, I did say my favorite genre is trap music, but that doesn't have anything to do with me not being in depth with R&B.
I agree.
Or I have friends younger than me that love R&B. So it's like,
shoot, R&B my favorite genre.
Yeah, so I really think that the bottom line is music is really what you make it.
Definitely.
It's really what you make it. It's like, I like trap music, but it's a lot of people that I don't like in the trap music field. Like,
definitely.
I like R&B. It's a lot of people that
who
I don't like.
Who don't you like in trap music?
Trap music, I don't like.
Or even if it's not trap, who don't you like in hip-hop?
In hip-hop, I'm really not a big fan of Travis Scott.
I like Travis Scott. People, he makes catchy music.
I was about to say, people are going to attack me for that, but I'm not a big fan of Travis Scott. Metro Boomin. No, I'm playing.
You've got to be lying, because Metro Boomin make music
I'm
for
not
everybody.
A big fan of Lil Yachty, though. Like,
I'm not really a big fan of his, neither. I don't want to knock him, though, because a lot of people like him, and he's very positive, and so...
And people are going to hate me for this, but I'm definitely not a big fan of Lil Uzi. I can't. Like, his music style is not... It's just not something I can really...
Like, bop to.
Yeah, it's not something I'll play in my headphones. I mean, if I'm in a car with a friend or something, I listen to it. I'll probably be singing along, but, like...
Like, he makes really catchy music. I like him,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he has catchy music, but in my headphones throughout the day, I would get so annoyed.
Right. Even if I don't like your art, this is the only thing I agree with when people say separating the art from the artist. If I don't like your music, but I like you as a person, you automatically good with me. Like, I don't even have to, like, stream your
stuff. Yeah, people say a lot when I say I don't like Lil Uzi. Like, I feel like he makes good music.
He's adorable.
He makes good music. It's great music. It's just not for me.
Yeah, and that's fun. Like, you can, like I just said, always separate the art from the artist. Even you was starting to say R&B is some artist you don't like. So who don't you like in R&B?
Really not a lot of people that I can name. It's just like certain songs that if it come on, I'll be like,
So it's the song, like, for R&B, it's the song you might not like, but for rap, it's just the artist as a whole you may not like.
Yeah.
That says a lot about R&B, y'all.
Yeah, I feel like a rapping style is just, a lot of rapping styles are very consistent.
Yeah.
Like, if you listen to the Baby, you'll see, like, he has the same rhythm.
His cadence, yeah.
Like, it's his flow. Like, if I don't like a rapper's flow, I'm not going to listen to him. But
yeah.
An R&B song could be different because I could pick up, if you want to bring SZA into it, it's a couple of songs by SZA that I just went and listened to.
I love her.
But I love her. Like, I
like
I
SZA stan.
Exactly. So, it's like her rhythm and her flow, it switches up. And it's just because that she's an R&B artist.
For R&B, you know how I feel, honestly. It's either you can sing or you can't. If you can sing, but you ain't singing about nothing. The fact that you can sing, that really just brings me in. As far as rap, if you can't rap and, like, the beat don't make sense, if don't nothing make sense, that automatically just, like, cancels you for me.
Yeah, it's different things. Like, R&B is more of a voice type thing.
Yeah.
Rap is more of, for me, it's more of a beat type thing. If I can't vibe with the beat, like, I like songs that get me hype. I like songs that got bass to it.
I like bass, too. But I feel like, for me, hip-hop, lyrically, that's what I like. That's what I look for in hip-hop.
Yeah. But my thing is, if you got a good beat and your rapping is a little off, like, I can still kind of vibe to the song.
Who's some rappers that be off beat?
Off beat? Definitely...
I'm trying to think. There's really some... Stunna for Vegas kind of be off beat, but I like him.
I like Stunna.
He's from the Four.
No,
yes.
He's
from Salisbury, but he can claim. I'll let him claim Charlotte because I like his little flow he got going on. He really don't be on the beat.
Yeah.
That's kind of a rap style now, not being on beat.
Yeah, I kind of like it. It depends what type of song it is.
Yeah, because even Pop Smoke, Recipes Pop Smoke, he wasn't always on beat, but
delete
his
this,
stuff
right.
made sense.
Yeah. Delete this. Right. I love Pop Smoke. That's my man.
Yeah, he was great. He was just getting started, and I hate that. I really hate that about him. R&B, timeless.
Definitely.
Timeless. Like, you can't say that there's not heavy hitters out right now. You just have to go look for them.
And honestly, I'm excited to see, like, what R&B, like, our kids will be listening to.
Right.
Or, like, grandchildren will be listening to. Like, I'm excited.
I agree. I feel like it may not be the exact same, but it's evolved to the point where it's still alive, if that makes sense.
I agree.
See? It ain't just me on this episode, y'all. That's why I had to get another perspective. Because I know I wasn't the only person just thinking, like, bro, why do people always, like, trash R&B? Like, it's not there. R&B is so alive. And that's one of the reasons it's my favorite genre. Because people just, I feel like everybody in R&B is just killing it in their own way. Nobody in R&B sounds the same right now. And that's a big deal. Now, rap, there might be a couple rappers that may sound the same, but R&B, you're going to get something different from everybody.
You got to look at it as the way people talk about genres. So, a lot of people for years have been saying R&B and rap has gone downhill. But you never hear nobody say that about country music.
Thanks.
And you got to think about it. Why is that? Because country artists talk about the same thing.
They do.
So, my thing is, if it's something is supposed to be timeless, they can't just keep talking about the same thing. It has to involve in some type of way. You have to add a bass. You have to add a type of beat. You have to add a different type of flow. Say different types of things for music to keep going. After a while, I mean, I love country music, but after a while, I get tired of hearing about the same stuff.
Okay.
So.
And that's how I feel about some of rap. But how do you feel about when artists kind of cross over, like a R&B like singer that's trying to rap, or a rapper that's trying to sing? Like, how do you feel about that crossover?
I love
it. Or, like, as far as collaboration.
I love it. Like I said, things have to evolve. So
I agree.
If you could expand yourself by doing that, then do it
right. Because Drake be killing it.
I was about to say, Rod Wave, both Drake. He's a singer and a rapper, and he does it at the same time.
Okay.
So, and I love Rod Wave, so yeah.
I like both Drake. Female artists. Let's go back to that. Since we talking about hip-hop, who do you like in hip-hop?
Female?
Yeah.
It would have to be
Meg, definitely.
Definitely Meg. I'm definitely a hot girl. I love the city girls too, I'm not gonna lie. Like, a lot of people get on them, calling them ignorant and all types of stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you can't lie. Their music is good.
Their music slaps.
Regardless.
I see great grandmas and granddaddies out here singing it. Just like that. What's that video of that man? He was singing The Box by Roddy Ricch. But he don't just do it. He didn't do it to The Box. Like, he be singing hip hop as this old white man. That, bro, funny to me. And he know all the lyrics. That is hilarious to me.
But yeah, I feel like good music is good music.
Facts.
You gonna rock with what you rock with and don't what you don't.
That's facts. And R&B ain't dead. So stop saying that.
It's like, I mean, some people just don't like now R&B. And that's their opinion. But I'm not a K-pop type of girl.
I definitely ain't no K-pop type of girl. But you know what? That's okay. I don't know.
It's a difference. Like, if you listen to K-pop and you try to bash me about not listening to K-pop.
I feel like, bruh, K-pop fans are different. Like,
but
they go hard for what they love.
Yeah, my little cousin listens to K-pop. My god sister listens to K-pop.
It's cool. I can't even say is that I don't understand what they're saying.
Yeah, that's my thing. I can't listen to no type of music that I can't.
I like Spanish music, Indian music, slap. Anything, like, if the beat carries me, then that does enough for me. Mm-hmm. Like, if the beat can carry me, then I'll, like, ultimately, I'm gonna look it up and translate it into English, because I want to know what y'all talking about.
No, I like English music.
You prefer English music?
I prefer not to be confused.
I'm weak.
I speak English, so I really like English music.
Anything that sound good, that's what I like. Especially R&B.
Yeah.
Because it's consistent.
I listen to a little Shakira, though.
Okay.
Shakira.
But honestly, y'all, I kind of want to wrap this episode up right here. Tag me in your favorite R&B tracks. Share some music with me. Send me some of your music if you want to. If you are an artist and you want to come on here, shoot me an email. I'm definitely looking forward to expanding this platform. Ozzy, thank you so much for coming on here. I can't wait to chat with you next week.
No problem, y'all. Tune into my interview dropping soon. after this episode.
And so. That's all going to be about business, black business, because she's a business owner. And her business is so broad at a very, very young age. So
we're going to get into all that on the next episode.
Okay. And so that was all I had for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, definitely share this with another person. Share this with an old head who believes that R&B is dead, because that's not the case. And be on the lookout for our new content. I will be dropping a new sound R&B playlist, which will drop after this episode. And I definitely want to hear from y'all. What are some of y'all favorite songs? And so that's all for today's episode of the Majestic Mix Podcast. Y'all know how I always end every episode. Y'all be good now. All right? Okay? Bye, y'all. See y'all in episode 2.
Ice by Ice, we out. Burr.